Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
It is time for one of my favorite segments that we do on the show. You know that we love movies on this show, and one movie that we love to quote is Meet the Parents, and you know.
With the knowledge you've been given, you are now on the inside of what I like to call the Burns family circle of trust. See, if I can't trust you, Greg, then I have no choice but to put you right back outside the circle, and once you're out, you're out. There's no coming back.
Well, I would definitely like to stay inside the circle.
Today's Circle of Trust is brought to you by Brew Brothers at Harris, Kansas City. Now open for daily breakfast, lunch, and dinner with mouthwatering appetizers, juicy burgers, steak, pastas, and more. You can wash it all down with a cold beverage. You can also catch the game. It's also brought to you by Aspen Lawn Care and Pest Control, where you can expect the best. If we are looking at college football, I believe that there are three teams right now that we are trying to figure out if we are going to put them inside our Burns family circle of trust. Rob, let's start with Ole Miss if we're going to put them inside our circle of trust. They got a very important game on Saturday against LSU. If you look at Ole Miss's schedule, they can go from good team to, wait, is this team going to make the college football playoff? You know that for teams like Ole Miss, it is the intersection of talent, coaching, and schedule. If they can win this game at home against a top five team in LSU, they go on the road and play Georgia. Let's assume they lose that. But you're allowed mulligans in the new system we have in college football. Their road game against Oklahoma just got significantly easier now with Oklahoma's starting quarterback out for the foreseeable future. South Carolina's not as tough as we thought it could potentially be. Florida's not as tough as we thought it can be. And then you got your road game, your rivalry game at the end of the season against Mississippi State that I think has proven themselves to be certainly a worthy competitor, beating Arizona State earlier this season. Ole Miss right now, I don't think they're on a lot of people's radar. If they win this game at home against LSU, they're going to have to be on your radar as one of the potential wild card teams. I don't think they're winning the SEC, but if you were SEC spots that are available, if you're a program like Missouri, if you're a program like Indiana in the Big Ten, if you're one of those programs, I'd be keeping a close eye on Ole Miss and how they play on Saturday.
They are not inside my circle of trust right now. They kind of feel similar to me to how Tennessee is. I have no doubt Tennessee's a good program, and I think Tennessee and Ole Miss are very similar. Tennessee had one of those type of teams in their backyard, what, 3 weeks ago, 2 weeks ago in Georgia? And they found a way to lose the game, and now you feel like Tennessee has an uphill battle to get back to the college football playoff. It feels like they're on the outside looking in. Ole Miss, I feel like, is very similar to Tennessee. If you go out there and you beat LSU, I will feel different about you, and I might say that you're inside the circle because the schedule starts to break in your favor. But this is the kind of game that Ole Miss and Lane Kiffin seem to historically lose. Like, this is just the game. They always end a spicy 9-3, and their fans talk about, oh, we were good. We were just one game away. Well, that one game is always this one, so they're outside my circle, and I think LSU is going to get them this weekend because LSU feels like the best team in the country to me right now.
You're calling them the Baltimore Ravens of college football. Good regular season team, just unable to get it done. You're right. Last year, guess how many games Ole Miss won? They won nine games. Last year. If you want to go back to 2023, you're right with Ole Miss. That year, they won 10 games because they won. They won 10 games back in 2023. They ended up winning their bowl game as well. They're in the Peach Bowl against Penn State. You're right. But usually, to give Ole Miss a little bit of credit, they usually lose those games on the road. Let's see if they'll lose this game at home. It was weird. Last year, they had that random loss to Kentucky that just didn't really make any sense, and that all but eliminated them from the college football playoff conversation. I am not putting Alabama inside my circle of trust. I just don't trust them. Maybe I'm overreacting to the week one loss against Florida State, but if there has been a staple, if there is...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Been a calling card, a brand name for Alabama over the last 20 years. It has been controlling the line of scrimmage. They couldn't stop Florida State from running, and they couldn't run the football themselves. You now expect me to think if they're going on the road in Georgia with those dogs and expecting them to win? I can't do it. I actually think that Georgia handles Alabama, and I think they win this pretty comfortably. I actually took an alt line on this one. Give me Georgia by at least a touchdown in this one. I think there's a chance they roll the Tide.
I see what you did there. Come on now. That was don't act like that wasn't on purpose. That was well done. I'm actually going to disagree with you here. I have Alabama inside my circle of trust, and we see Saturday's game very differently. I am playing where the Sharps are playing on Saturday. I think Bama money line is the play. I think Georgia is propped up a lot by name more than game. We had Roddy Jones on the show yesterday. He had this stat. Catch the podcast page. Do you know that Georgia doesn't have a defensive lineman with a sack this year? And it's not like Georgia has played, you know, Notre Dame, Penn State. Like they've played Austin Peay, and they've played Marshall. You should get a sack against one of those teams from your defensive line if you're Georgia. I think Bama played really poor in the first week of the year. But you know what? I think that Florida State team's a lot better than we think. I think that Florida State team might be in the college football playoff. So a week one road game at a playoff team is very difficult. I think Bama is going to bounce back in a big way between the hedges. So I think they're an SEC title threat. They are definitely inside my circle of trust.
Yeah, you just got to show me that you can go win this road game. That's not the program that they've been against Kalen DeBoer. They lost week one against Florida State. If you go back to last year, they lost the game to Oklahoma 24-3. They lost to Tennessee last year on the road. They lost to Vanderbilt on the road. I mean, he has one road win so far in the SEC. Now, it's against LSU last year, but that was also a disappointing LSU year. I just can't put Alabama in my circle of trust. Not just yet. Maybe the ultimate circle of trust team is Penn State. Everything in my fiber is telling me this is when Penn State finally gets over the hump. They're at home. They've got the more experienced quarterback. They've got the better rushing attack. It's the whiteout game. It's at night. It's Happy Valley. You're going against a quarterback who is going on the road for the first time in this kind of environment. Everything in my body is telling me to pick Penn State. I think they might be the most talented team in the country. It's tough to ride with them in a big game. I'm going to put Penn State in my circle of trust. I'm picking them to win this weekend. It just feels like it. I mean, I know I fooled myself last year when they had that home game against Ohio State. And you remember they threw that pick six early in the game and that basically did them in. I don't care. I'm taking Penn State at home to win in the whiteout. I'm putting Penn State in my circle of trust.
We absolutely see this one the exact same. Now, Penn State does really get in their own way when it comes to playing top five opponents, but they usually get one of those type of teams at home. Remember, they beat with Saquon Barkley. They smoked a good Michigan team one year. They've beaten Ohio State at home before. It feels like when the game is bigger or on the road or in neutral, that's where they fall apart. And I will say this. It's the say-it-out-loud test, the Carrington say-it-out-loud test. Dante Moore, in the first environment like this, on the road, West Coast to East Coast, night game, whiteout, Happy Valley. Do we think he's going to play the same way there that he played against Northwestern? He had all day, and he looked great against Oklahoma State, who might be the worst team in the Big 12. Like, this is a step up in competition, a step up in atmosphere. Dante Moore has never experienced anything like this before. I'm with you. Penn State's in my circle. I'm looking forward to be lit down, though, because James Franklin in a big spot.
I mean, always. I'm looking at their stats right now. Under James Franklin, Penn State is 3-17 in games against teams that are ranked in the top 10. They're 1-12 against teams that are ranked in the top 5. We're talking about against the elite, the Ohio States, the Michigans, the Oregons. They never win this game. I know I'm going to look silly. I know I'm going to look foolish betting on Penn State. I just know it. I got to take him at home at night for everything that you're saying. Do I trust Dante Moore to go on the road and win this game? No, I don't trust him because I don't know him. So I can't put him inside my circle of trust. Our circle of trust is brought to you by Brew Brothers at Harrah's Kansas City. Go stop by for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Get yourself some appetizers, some burgers, some steaks, some pastas, whatever you're looking for. You can also wash it down with the ice cold beverage and catch it before the game. Also, our friends over at Aspen Lawn Care and Pest Control.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.